So you think you're grateful. So you think you understand gratitude. Well, I got something to burst your bubble right now, man. Listen to me right now, man. Do you know that right now as we talking, some people just passed away? Right now, as you're watching this, some people just passed away. Some of them were religious people. Some of them didn't care. Some of them thought that they had tomorrow. We are so guaranteed that this very second, this next second, that we are going to see it. Spiritual or not, meditating or not, religious or not, atheist or not, whatever you believe in, however way you think about it, a lot of us just take it for granted that, you know what I'm saying, this very second we have is just, it's there. It's always going to be there. Tomorrow is there. You know, I'm going to see you tomorrow. Tell people that all the time. I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'm going to see you tomorrow. You don't understand what that really means. When you come to understand what that means, look, nothing in this world is guaranteed. The only constant in this world is change. What does that mean? That kind of contradicts itself, because if change is constant, that means there's no constant, right? There's no constant. Everything, the only thing that's guaranteed in this world, I could say that way, is change. Things will change, whether for good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Left, right, up, down, all around, things are going to change. Life is never just straightforward. It's up and down. It's up and down, twisted around. Life is you. You are changing. This very second, biologically, new cells are produced. You know what I'm saying? And old cells are dying off. People are dying. People, like, everything in life right now, bro, what you need to understand right now, this very second, this very moment, this very inch of minute that you got right now, you got to be grateful for it. Truly grateful, no matter all the bullshit that's happening. I understand that whatever's going on right now sucks. It really does. Like, I'm telling you, it might really, really suck. You might have lost somebody. You might have failed a test. You might have lost a job. You might be home. You might, whatever it might be, you really might really be going through it. But guess what? You have the next second, and this second after that, and the next second. I know sometimes hope is torture. You know, if you've seen the Batman movie, I think Batman Begins or whatever it is, where they put him in the hole and all that, where people keep trying to climb and they keep falling and dying. Hope sometimes can seem like torture. But nah, if change is constant, if you can just understand that patience, just wait. It's going to turn around. If you can wait long enough, that good situation will turn bad. If you wait long enough, that bad situation is going to turn good. You know what I'm saying? Everything goes around just like that. It's just about being strong enough and understanding that change is going to happen. You being prepared that when them changes happen, you yourself are not shaken by the change. Because change is going to happen. We don't have that much control over the universe like we think we do. Realistically, we are little bugs, little specks in the grand scheme of things. In the whole consciousness, collective consciousness, we are just little. You know how big the cosmos, the galaxies, all that good shit is? Bro, significantly, if there's a God or whatever a being, we are very puny in the sight. There are other creatures. We've seen that government confirming there's aliens, all this drone stuff going on. There's a lot going on. We are not the center of the universe like we thought all this time. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're religious or not. You feel me? So understand that and be grateful for every second you got, because it really is a thing. You know what I'm saying? You might not be able to control what happens, because the only thing you can control is yourself. What I mean is, you can work hard and it might not go well for you. You can truly do your best and you might not get the best result. But what you can control is how you react to that result. Are you going to be like demoralized by it, destroyed? Are you going to keep grinding? Or are you just going to keep being happy? All that good stuff. This is what I'm talking about. Be grateful for every second you have, because it's a chance for change. 50-50. I always say this. Life is 50-50. If you decide to do what you want to do, it can go 50-50 your way, 50-50 the other way. If you decide to do what you don't like to do just to survive or whatever it is, it can go 50-50 your way or that way, and it can go 50-50 the other way. So everything is 50-50 regardless of what decision you make. Make the best one, you know what I'm saying? Live the best, because nothing is guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. Be grateful. Truly understand that every second you should have that gratitude that I am alive and there's possibility for me to do more, exceed more, even live that life I want to live. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Almighty. Let me know what you think about this. You know what I'm saying? And of course, hit the subscribe button. Let me know. You know, all that good stuff. I'm going to see y'all. Stay mighty, because we are almighty. I am out. Peace.